You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101.
Okay, welcome back to an abbreviated post-game edition of Business Briefing. Glad you could rejoin our conversation with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, based right here in Oregon. And Pat, before the break, I asked you to handicap your odds of a recession in 2013. I know there are a lot of wild cards here as we hit the home stretch in 2012, but if you had to put a number on it right now, what is it?
I'd say it'd be 4 out of 10. There are people that think it's much higher probability than that, but I was of the mind that it was 1 or 2 out of 10 up until the last month or so, and then we've had some issues internationally, plus I continue to be amazed that we can't come to some sort of compromise on the fiscal cliff issues. The reason that my number isn't higher than that, Brian, is that we did something very interesting that you're not seeing a lot of press about. The QE3, if you will, it's actually kind of devaluing our currency versus other countries. And it's actually going to end up the net effect will be that it will increase our exports and reduce our imports. And that's a very positive thing for GDP and positive for our economy. It will do that much to the discomfort of the rest of the world. The U.S. dollar will weaken because of QE3, and that will have I think it's underestimated the impact that's going to have. Now, is that good long-term policy for the leading nation in the world? Who cares? It benefits us, candidly. We have supported the growth of the rest of the world for a long time, so I personally was in favor of it for that reason. The other thing that's happened, and I think people are not giving enough credit to this, is that corporate America has refinanced, and corporate America has refinanced at an extraordinary low interest rate. If you look at investment-grade yields in corporate America, from 95 until about 2002, they ran between 6 to about 8%. Then they dipped below 6%, back up above 6% right before the crash. Corporate investment grade yields in the U.S. right now are 2.77%. Hmm. And I want to tell you, the amount of refinancing going on in corporate America has been extraordinary on long-term investment grade bonds. Our companies are probably capitalized in the most advantageous manner they have been capitalized in my lifetime. And now their earnings are not going to be extraordinary, but their earnings are going to be sustainable because the debt load is very low and they have ample cash. They've got $2 trillion worth of cash and they have very, very low interest rates on their debt. So, and if you look at the world, you look at where we are versus the rest of the world, we've used the term before, we're the cleanest dirty shirt in the laundry. We're also positioned from a currency advantage point of view and also from a debt advantage point of view to compete very, very effectively over this global downturn.
Yeah, Nike in our own backyard, a great example of that. And, you know, one other thing I want to point out, too, housing has really taken it, been a negative the last few years, but we are really seeing things trending upward. That CoreLogic report on Portland, values up 4% August to August. We've seen some zip codes as high as 8%. Things are looking up here, aren't they?
They are. A couple of things happened there. As everybody knows, there because of robo-signing and other issues, there was a very pronounced slowdown in the amount of initiated foreclosures starting almost 2 years ago and running through most of last year. So a lot less distressed property coming on the market. I think also concurrent with that was a sort of increase in sophistication among the major banks and lenders about disposing of distressed property. They quit dumping large amounts on markets. They also start with the emergence of a private investor marketplace for distressed property in the form of companies like Carrington, Oak Hill, PennyMac. These companies have come in and bought billions of dollars worth of residential real estate to rent out for 3 to 5 years with the idea of then selling it. So we've had we've had an increase in the level of sophistication of disposing of distressed properties. We've had an increase in the amount of investment dollars going into distressed properties. That has mitigated that problem, I think, much more quickly and more significantly than most people thought it would. With that, you've had sort of an emergence of what I've called shadow demand. These are people that haven't bought homes, that wanted to buy homes, have sat there and waited to buy homes. They have extraordinarily, historically low interest rates now. They have the ability to step forward and buy a home. Even though underwriting standards are still high, you are seeing people start to buy homes, and you don't have that large overhang. So new construction has improved, but it's still significantly below household formation. So things are good. They're not great, but they're good. And we've seen price increases. That makes everybody feel a little bit better.
It sure does. Pat Stone joining us here, President and CEO of Williston Financial and WFG National Title. Only a couple minutes left here, Pat. You see the stock market up 15% since June. A lot of money flowing into the market. Any concern here? I'm a little worried about it.
It's already started.
Yeah.
We have a lot of money flowing out of the market right now.
Yeah.
Going back to, the concerns about the fiscal cliff, concerns about Europe, concerns about China slowdown, the ability to move money into risk-off trades. And so, I think you're seeing a correction right now. How far it goes, I don't know. But you are seeing a correction in place right now.
I got to ask you too, Pat. The biggest question is, after a trip to Ireland, how's your golf game?
Those are very humbling courses there. Those are between the wind and the difficulty of the courses. Any illusions you have about being a golfer are quickly erased. One real quick comment on Ireland. Ireland's unemployment rate right now is 17%.
Ouch.
Yeah, and so you travel around Ireland. I greatly, being of Irish descent myself, I greatly admire the people there and the positive attitude they have despite such high unemployment, which is, I think, a testament to their society and the fact that they still have a sense of civility and a bit of a sense of obligation towards their country and pride in their country. And I hope we never lose that, because that was great to see. They're facing a tremendous hardship, but they greet you with friendship and open arms, and I was pleasantly surprised by the attitude of the people.
I agree with you, Pat. Great stuff as always. Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial and WFG National Title. Mark Hanna on deck next.